May 13, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Habit of a Good Conscience. A conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Acts 24:16. God's commands are given to the life of His Son in us, consequently to the human nature in which His Son has been formed. His commands are difficult, but as soon as we obey, they become divinely easy. Conscience is that faculty in me which attaches itself to the highest that I know and tells me what the highest I know demands that I do. It is the eye of the soul which looks out either towards God or towards what it regards as the highest, and therefore conscience records differently in different people. If I am in the habit of steadily facing myself with God, my conscience will always introduce God's perfect law and indicate what I should do. The point is, will I obey? I have to make an effort to keep my conscience so sensitive that I walk without offense. I should be living in such perfect sympathy with God's Son that in every circumstance the spirit of my mind is renewed, and I make out at once what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Replace the last sentence. I should be living in such perfect sympathy with God's Son that in every circumstance the spirit of my mind is renewed, and I determine at once what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God always educates us down to the scruple. Is my ear so keen to hear the tiniest whisper of the Spirit that I know what I should do? Grieve not the Holy Spirit. He does not come with a voice like thunder. His voice is so gentle that it is easy to ignore it. The one thing that keeps the conscience sensitive to Him is the continual habit of being open to God on the inside. When there is any debate, quit. Why shouldn't I do this? You are on the wrong track. There is no debate possible when conscience speaks. It is dangerous for you to allow even one thing to obscure your inner communion with God. Drop it, whatever it is, and see that you keep your inner vision clear. May 13th, My Utmost for His Highest. Commentary. Another way to view how God communicates to His Spirit within us is that the Holy Spirit, which came to us to connect us to the Father in an intimate relationship, is there to actually become our sovereign rather than allowing ourselves to remain sovereign over our issues and our ways and means of living. When God gives His commands to us, they're through His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows exactly the best course of action, the right choice to make, which will then result in the emotions of God, which are always love, and the rationale of God, the thinking of God, which is always how to deliver His love to those within the scope of the reach of the Holy Spirit within me, and then let the actions of Jesus Christ Himself touch them, which will make them feel loved. When I take back my sovereignty in a moment, rather than letting the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit prevail, my choice will lead to my emotions, my thinking, and my expression, which will likely not be at all wholesome because I am by nature self-centered and selfish. God's Holy Spirit keeps us informed down to the smallest detail of what He desires, which comes back always to the essence and the context of Scripture, which is the unconditional love of God for every human being, and to compel each human being by the kindness that is expressed by that love to submit their sovereignty to the Lord Jesus and become a part of the kingdom of God. rather than trying to imitate what Jesus did, let us be about loving as Jesus loved. And this we can only do by submitting each event of our day to the Holy Spirit's choosing and determining the course of action in that event. This is most likely to occur if I remain aware, fully aware of His presence and His desire to express the best choices from within me to produce the greatest effect for the kingdom of God.